You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, let's turn our attention to what's trending around the world. Jeremy was talking the other day about how sad it was when they played that final Jeopardy episode with Alex Trebek. That's sad.
It is sad.
But, you know, they have not announced. They're doing what I think is exactly the right move. They're not immediately throwing a replacement, you know, right into the fire, right? Because it's a thing. Anyone who right now stepped in would never be able to fill the shoes of Alex Trebek.
Sure, it's too soon.
So what they're doing is they're going to be doing several weeks of guest hosts. I think it's a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. They could wait six. They could do this for 6 months or a year and then plug a new host in. And there won't be as much pressure on that person right away. Katie Couric was one that got announced as being one of the new guest hosts. I was kind of chuckling because I happen to be a fan of the Green Bay Packers. And so I think Aaron Rodgers is a pretty cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He is a well-known, huge fan of that show. Like, he would get home from practice, football practice every day, and you couldn't disturb him. He would get his single malt scotch and go up against all the contestants as he watched and try to win because he's that competitive. Mm-hmm. And he's such a fan of the show that they have tapped him on the shoulder. And so now Aaron Rodgers will be a guest host as well. Along with, let me see, they got Mayim Bialik. She plays Amy on Big Bang Theory. She's going to do it for a week. Bill Whitaker from 60 Minutes is going to be on there. And then they're going to name several others.
I like that. It's fun.
And each of these guest hosts, they're not going to just do one show. They're each going to do a week. And then they will receive a donation to the charity of their choice. And I think that's a good
I like this too. A lot.
So,
that's cool.
The former contestant, Ken Jennings, he's going to wrap up his guest stint tomorrow. And then they said one of the executive producers of the show will do it for a couple of weeks. Nobody will care about that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's neat.
Amazon has released its a few notes on their new Lord of the Rings television series that they're throwing out there. Essentially what they're trying to do, Jeremy, is they're trying to create the next Game of Thrones. Some big, bombastic, epic fantasy show that can get all the thunder that Game of Thrones had.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is that the setting for this Lord of the Rings series takes place thousands of years before the events that take place in the three movies.
All right.
Did you know those movies are 20 years old now?
I know. They're such good movies, though.
Isn't that something?
They're so good.
Dude, it's been 2 decades.
Yeah.
Anyway, they think that it's supposed to cost something like $1 billion to do this TV series.
So it better be good. They better get their money's worth. The thing with those movies is they're so visually beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine they're going to be at some extreme like locations and things like that. I think a lot of it was shot in New Zealand.
Correct.
Like the off the beaten path places in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So it costs a lot to get there, you know?
Yeah, because New Zealand looks kind of rugged and historic.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. prehistoric.
Yep.
Anyway, so they're going to be spending something like 3 times what they spent
for all three
movies combined.
That's just laying around cash for Amazon.
That's the truth, buddy.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, $1 billion, that is a drop in the bucket for them.
Meh.
Anyway, when will it air? Probably not until sometime in 2022. So, there's that.
That's
what
cool.
else is trending?
Big birthday coming up on Sunday. Betty White is still trucking along. Can you believe it? She's going to be 99 years old on Sunday. And she did a little interview with Entertainment Tonight. And she says that she's been running a mile each morning. I don't know.
Maybe moving quickly.
Maybe. So she's been doing that to stay busy. She's working on rebooting this show that she was a part of in the early 70s called The Pet Set. It's where celebrities would drop by with their pets and they'd discuss pet care and all this stuff. So that's kind of a good thing to reboot. That sounds kind of fun. And she says she's also feeding 2 ducks that come by her house every day to visit her. She's feeding the ducks. So big day for Betty White on Sunday.
She says, you know, that one of the keys to her long life is just staying busy. And I think that's good advice for everybody. I happen to believe the day you retire is the day you start to die.
Right, yeah. Your brain goes stagnant. She also says, look at the positive side of everything. Don't dwell on the downside. It takes up too much energy being negative. So
hear, hear.
Hear, hear. This is just the most random thing you could think of to explode on TikTok right now. But I cannot get enough of it this morning. The hottest trend on TikTok right now is old sea shanties.
Like the songs?
Like the songs, which are so fun. So it happened a few weeks ago. This musician from Scotland named Nathan Evans, he posted a video of himself singing an 1800s sea shanty out of New Zealand, of all places, called Wellerman. Well, that kind of took off and had millions upon millions of views. So now people are taking his video and doing remixes of it, adding their own vocals. I do have a little bit of it. Let me click over here to the old Twitter thread. These guys did a really good job. They took Nathan, and then there's 1, 2, 3, 4 other guys, and they added their backing vocals. And here's what that sounds like.
Ship that put to sea, the name of the ship was a belly of tea.
That's Nathan.
The winds blew up her bow, dipped down or below, my belly boys blow.
Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
What a wicked baritone.
From shore and down on her.
Wow. I'll give you just a little more.
The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Does this sound like an old, like, Disney? Something that you'd hear, like, in the Pirates of the Caribbean or something like that.
Or it makes me feel like I'm watching the movie Moby Dick again.
Right, right. So they're taking then modern songs, too. I think they did, like, a Smash Mouth one. And the WAP song by Cardi B, and they turn those into that style, and they're just exploding. And like I said, I can't get enough. They're so cool. New survey out this morning talking about setting goals for the new year. And a lot of people, you know, at the beginning of the new year, they set these huge, bombastic goals that fizzle out by February 1st, you know. So now they're saying, why don't you try setting these goals called micro goals for 2021? And almost 70% of people are going to try these micro goals this year. Sounds good in theory. I'm like going through some of these and it's like, drink more water, take your vitamins, go outside more. Like, this is just kind of like regular living, isn't it? I mean, some of these are pretty good. Eat less fast food. Start to meditate a few minutes every day.
Yeah, you know, it's...
Walk more.
It's the whole idea of banking small wins.
It's the little wins, yep.
For
exactly.
A cumulative... It's like I said, you know, my New Year's thing was simple. Just eat smaller portions.
Right.
It wasn't this all, I'm going to starve myself of all the stuff. It's just eat smaller portions of everything.
And then by the end of the day, if you accomplish that, I guess you feel pretty good when you pull up the sheets and go to bed. You're like, I did a few things. Real quick,
Except Zoe made donuts again last
night. Come
on, night.
Zoe.
Homemade donuts. Jerk.
That is a jerk move. Speaking of Fat America, here's your... Well, let's call this one Not So Fat America. Kit Kat Thins are coming out.
That's a smaller portion.
Smaller
than
and thinner Kit Kats are coming out next month. Okay. No, just give me the full strength. All right, clickbait, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. We go from TikTok to Reddit now. There's a Reddit post going viral where a woman posted about her husband's controversial technique on how to cool off hot pizza. This dude takes his hot slice of pizza and runs it under cold water. And then eats it, and there's video evidence of it.
No.
People are commenting. Somebody said something about, like, get out of the house, your husband's a serial killer, or something like that. It's the grossest looking thing. So watch the video. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.